The manager of a large marine engineering corporation once explained in a newspaper interview that it was a common practice to promote his apprentices to the positions of engineers for large steamships. Well, these engineers then advanced from one grade to another in order of merit or seniority as the openings arose. But a remarkable thing would often happen. You see, as long as the young engineers were being advanced and climbing up the ladder of authority, they were clear-headed, stable, hard-working, active, and trustworthy in their work. But when they became chief engineers, most of them would run into trouble. They had reached their goals, they were at the peak of their ambition, and then, very subtly, they began to relax their standards. They soon became careless, self-indulgent, and would often end up losing their positions. This principle is also true for a Christian. We repeat the same mistakes in our spiritual lives. As long as we follow after a heavenly goal, we're safe. But the instant we think we've achieved all that's possible, we get prideful and are in danger of apostasy, the compromise and eventual loss of our faith. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and following says, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." There will always be things in this life that will try to derail us from our journey of faith with Jesus. Trials, hardships, and yes, even success can get us to put our faith on the shelf, as it were. But don't let the enemy get a foothold in your heart with any of these distractions. Stay focused on the goal of the upward call of God.